Barnes.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 19, Oregon DM 80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Yes, it has been a little while since we've been live here in the studio. We are back here in Colorado in the studio. Glad to be back. We've been on the road for quite a bit. A lot of the shows that you've been listening over the last 2 or 3 weeks were shows that I had queued up that were some of them of being very important, some of them being very personal topics for me, with the most recent topic being the Orphan Innovations. And I'll give you a quick update on where we're at with Orphan Innovations, the orphan drugs, and a number of you have been emailing me on a current update and status on Caleb. So I will give you that update at the end of the show before we wrap everything up. So today's show is an update. A number of months, probably almost a year ago, I'm guessing now at this point, we had a young entrepreneur on who was in high school, who had been working on a science fair project that actually was leaning towards actually becoming a commercial product. So in this case today, we actually have invited Nick Titus back onto the show. Let me bring him in here as we go. So, hey, Nick, how you doing? Thanks for taking the time out Sunday to join us.
Yeah, doing good. Doing good. So glad to be back.
So, you know, Nick, a year ago, you were still in high school. You had worked on your technology as part of a science fair project. And now we're a year later into the process. But before we jump into kind of the update, some of our listeners may not have seen the show that you were on the last time you were here at Killer Innovation. So give us an update. Yeah. Give us a little bit of background on how this whole thing got started.
Yeah. So I was working out of my high school engineering lab my junior year of high school, and I had this idea for an external spinal cord, some way to reconnect the brain with the muscles. And so over a couple months, I created a small little prototype that used voice commands, so you could say open or close, and then it sent electrical impulses to your muscles, and it could open or close someone's hand for somebody who had a stroke or spinal cord injury. And then in the summer of 2016, we participated in the Boomtown Accelerator, and from there started developing a business. And then about a month after we graduated from there was the last time I was on your show. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the funny thing that I still think is hilarious is you did this as your science fair project, but you didn't win your science fair project. You didn't win the science fair contest.
Yeah. I actually got third place in the science fair, but that ended up being a blessing in disguise because of that, I didn't move on to the state science fair, and I had an extra month of class time that I didn't have anything to do with. So I decided to start a company so that this could get in the hands of those who it needed to help.
Yeah, it is funny because I use your story as an example. Here's a young entrepreneur working on something he's passionate about as part of a science fair project. And when I describe your project and the fact that you didn't win, The one question I always get is, oh my God, who was the kid who won? What project was his project that won the science fair that year?
Well, it was some kids from Fairview, and they were in a senior research class in which you get paired up with some students from a university. And a lot of the kids kind of take some of the data from the college projects and put it up on a board and speak to it pretty well. They were good projects, but I guess mine was more engineer facing than science facing. And that's kind of where it fell short. But yeah,
so
here we are now.
So what's happened over the last, since the last time you were on the show? You finished up high school now, right?
Yeah. So I graduated about a month ago. So I went through, finished my senior year of high school, which was a little bit rough. It certainly was very tough trying to juggle the two and keep my priorities in the right way. But I did graduate, which was good.
Well, and, I guess the one piece of advice I would give you on that, Nick, is welcome to adulthood.
Yeah. There was definitely a lot of things going on. And then the other, so on the technology side, one of the major developments we've made has been implementing brain control into our device. So the last time we spoke, it was still on the voice command system, but we've actually partnered with a company called Emotive, working with them and using their hardware in our device. And then we've written a middle layer software system. So it takes about 30 seconds to train in a command, and then somebody is able to just simply think open or close, and they can move their muscles in that way.
Great.
Yeah.
So you've also, though, you've had an opportunity to kind of talk more about your project. You've had a TEDx speech.
Yeah. So I just gave a talk a few months ago at TEDxCU, which was a really exciting experience. I got to meet people doing all sorts of crazy things. And the through line of my talk was how naive curiosity solves unsolvable problems. So it was all about how just by being kind of naive to the challenges that'll be ahead and by being curious enough to ask the right questions, you can really tackle things in a new way, and you'll bring those new perspectives and you'll be able to make new innovations out of your limited resources.
So do you really think then that the fact that you were in high school, you tried this project, that being naive was a big advantage for you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if I knew now, if I knew back then what I know now of all the challenges that there would be of bringing this thing to market, it would seem very daunting. It would be a huge mountain of work, and I might be too afraid to even tackle it. But by just looking at the exact next step, I kind of kept it that tunnel vision that allowed me to just keep moving forward. So, yeah, certainly. I believe that's been one of the keys to being successful.
Who's been advising you?
Yeah, so we've had a really great experience of being in the Boomtown Accelerator. So that has been, I'm super thankful for, because we have connections with the entire startup scene here in Boulder and different people in the medical device industry, which has been really helpful. That's one of the advantages of being young is everybody wants to give you advice, which is a blessing and a curse, because people give you a lot of conflicting advice and you have to choose which you're going to take. But it's certainly been very helpful to have everybody doing that.
Now, you've also gotten some recognition, right? So
Yeah, so I participated in the Teal Summit in San Francisco in the spring, which was super exciting. I was there with 60 other young entrepreneurs from all over the world who had these world-changing ideas, and I got to see them pitch and connect with them, which was super exciting. And then we also participated in TechCrunch Disrupt New York. We found out that we were going to go there 5 days before the trip, and we had to put together a trip to New York in just 5 days. And then we went out there, and on the last day, we had our demo in Hardware Alley, where I had the headset on. We'd put the electrodes on other people, and then I could think and control their hand. And that got a pretty good reaction out of the crowd because we were voted the top hardware startup at TechCrunch Disrupt New York.
That's amazing because, I mean, TechCrunch Disrupt is really trying to find that next thing that's going to potentially transform people's lives. It totally could disrupt an industry.
Certainly, and it was definitely an honor to be there, and then to receive that award was kind of mind-blowing. We got a chance to be on the main stage, but there's a little bit of a scheduling issue, but now they're going to be TechCrunch is producing a video and an article along with that, really covering our technology and our story as well.
Now, a lot of people may not know, but the Peter Thiel thing, Peter's known to actually pay people not to go to college, right? Yeah. It's part of his little, it's Peter's little thing that he has going on in the Valley.
Yeah, Peter Thiel definitely has some kind of questionable ideas, but I would say that's one of his more sound ideas.
We're gonna take a quick commercial break here. So when we're gonna come back, if you've listened to the first show, there was this whole discussion that Nick and I had about what was gonna happen post him wrapping up high school. So we're gonna save that for the next segment. You definitely are gonna want to catch up and listen to that, and Peter Thiel will play into this a little bit. So as we go off, we're going to take this quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation with Nick Titus with Myonic, name of his company that he has started, and talk about what he's doing now that he is post high school, graduated last month. What are his plans over the next handful of years? So stay right there. We're going to be right back after this very quick short commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovation on the BizTalk Radio Network. Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information.
800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. But before we jump into this episode, I need to do a quick shout-out to Zoom. Zoom has been a sponsor of the Killer Innovation Show going on almost 2 years now. They started off with us from the very beginning, giving us access to their technologies that allows us to collaborate not only amongst the team here at the radio show, but my day job team as a CEO, where I've got teams scattered out all over the world, and we also use it for bringing the guests in to do their interviews. It allows us to literally act virtual around the world, but feel like we're in the rooms together. So if you haven't tried Zoom, look, they're like the number one video collaboration app on iTunes. Gartner has rated them in the Magic Quadrant. You look at any of the surveys out there, they're ranked number one. So check them out. They've made an arrangement to actually give you a free account here as a listener to Killer Innovations. So check them out, killerinnovations.com/Zoom. That free account will allow you to collaborate with up to 50 people. So check it out. And if you do sign up for Zoom, let them know where you heard about it. Show appreciation for the sponsors. That's what allows us to make this content available to you free of charge. Let's continue our conversation with Nick. So, Nick, as we were stepping out into the commercial break, we were talking about, you know, you went out to the Peter Thiel thing, and Peter's well known for his, you know, paying, you know, willing to pay people not to go to college. But yeah. Irrespective of that, what are your plans? You shared with us kind of your thinking, you know, when you were still finishing up your senior in high school. You've now graduated. What are your school plans? Is college in the headlights, or what are you planning on doing?
Yeah, so myself and my three other co-founders, who we all just graduated high school, we've all applied to colleges, but deferred admission. So we're all taking a gap year to work on this full time. I learned my senior year of high school that it's definitely hard to do both. And being this young, it's certainly the least risky time of our lives. It's still acceptable to live at home. We don't have a family to support, so it's all good.
Talk about the ultimately low burn rate, right?
Yeah, keep the burn rate definitely. Low. I mean, that's been an exciting thing for investors and us alike, that we don't need that much money to sustain ourselves right now. And so we figure we're going to go at this. And if everything goes wrong, then it's just a really good thing to put on a college application.
That's one way to look at it. So you said you mentioned investors. Have you raised a round now for Myonic?
So we're just actually opening up our round in the next few weeks. Okay. And we plan to be closing at the end of the year.
Yeah. Okay. How much are you raising in your first round?
We're raising $300,000. Yeah.
Good.
And that really, that's going to take us through our FDA process, through the manufacturing, setting up all the logistics around that, and then we plan on raising our Series A to really bring the product to market and start distributing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how many, what does your team look like today? Who's on board the company?
Yeah, so it's still the original four founders. We're all friends in high school, and now we're running this full time. We have myself, the CEO, Sam is our CFO, Nate is our CTO, and then we have a designer as well. And we're all working on this full time. And then one thing we've recognized is there's definitely gaps in our knowledge. And so we're actually right now in the process of putting together an advisory board.
Okay. That was going to be my next question was, you know, most companies in your stage, whether it's run by someone as young as you or even established, you know, teams, you know, the role of recruiting, you know, an advisory board that's got the expertise in the area that you're going into.
Yeah. I mean, I think our inexperience and our new perspective has definitely been valuable in the innovations of our technology, but to commercialize it, there's certain things that are just the way they are. So for that, we've looked to people with more experience.
Yeah, that's amazing because I get a lot of emails from people because of at HP, when you got to ship 40 million laptops into 168 countries, logistics tends to be one of the questions that everybody likes to ask questions about. But it, I would congratulate you on at least being, you know, far enough ahead to even have thought about making sure to fill in that experience gap into what it is you're doing.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about the brain control, because last time you were here in the show, we talked about it, but it was more of a concept. It sounds like you've actually made some really good progress on that brain control function.
Yeah. So we use this headset that has 16 different points of contact with the scalp. It's not like a swim cap looking thing. It just sits on your head really nice and easy. That connects via Bluetooth to our device. And then the training software that we've implemented allows you to just click a button and then you think about closing your hand. It takes a picture of what that brainwave looks like when you're doing that. And then when the device is idling, it just references that. So it's always cross-referencing with those models that you feed it. Mm-hmm. And then it's able to recognize, hey, you're thinking about closing your hand, and it can trigger that command.
And what's the fidelity of that control, right? Because if you're looking about trying to return control and motion to people who you know, either had injury, stroke, or whatever, what's the fidelity of that control with using the brain control?
Yeah. So we've kind of put together multiple different sensors. So the device, the emotive headset can pick up facial gestures. So if you bite down on your teeth or raise your eyebrows, it can detect that. And so those can all be mapped to muscle movements. And then as well as movements of the head. So that's one thing that we've really focused on recently is by moving your head up and down, you can change the intensity of the contraction. So if you want to hold an egg or crush a can, that's all controlled on moving your head up and down.
Wow.
We've been able to achieve individual finger movement. You can bend your elbow. You're not going to be able to get fine motor control where you can write something down, but you can feed yourself or drink a glass of water. Those little things that a lot of us take for granted.
That is fantastic. That's probably more than I was even expecting, given, you know, it's only been a year since we last had the conversation on that. That is fantastic.
Fantastic. Like 9 months. Yeah.
We're going to step out and take another quick commercial break here. But Nick, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about more about what your experience has been with trials, with actual people using it. And then I also want to talk when we come back from the commercial break to talk more specifically about what are your next plans. You talked a little bit about you're opening up a kind of a pre-A, you know, angel seed round, then you got your A round. But what are the plans for the business over the next 2 to 3 years? So we're going to tackle that when we come back from this quick commercial break. But in the meantime, let's, like I said, I'm going to give you a wrap up in the last segment of today's show about some of the things that we've talked about in previous shows. So you're not going to want to go anywhere on that. And then when we do come back, we'll pick up our conversation here with Nick, talking specifically about the status of where Mionic is. What does that plan look like over the next, 2 to 3 years? And then we'll talk a little bit more about you know, what's next plans for himself. So don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to Killer Innovations on the BizTalk Radio Network.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome back to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Before we jump into this segment of the show, need to do a quick shout-out to HP, who's become a recent sponsor of the Killer Innovation Show. Now, some of you are going to say, hold on, Phil, this is a little biased. You used to be the CTO at HP, and that is true. I retired from HP in December of 11. I've had maintained a very good relationship with HP. Totally believe in the products and the technologies. They've reached out and have now become a sponsor of the show. So it's a relatively new sponsorship. If you want to check out what's going on with the sponsorship and et cetera, you can hop on over to killinnovations.com/HP. I'd also encourage you to check out HP, particularly around product security. We're hearing about all the hacking stuff, et cetera, going on. And HP's been working on some pretty interesting stuff on security and securing your laptops and securing your desktops, something far beyond just the simple virus scanning. And we're going to do a special show up here sometime in the future talking about specifically around security, so stay tuned for that. There's a lot of really interesting innovations happening in security. I was just at an event in Washington, D.C. on cybersecurity, so it really is the hot topic. It's important for all of us. Privacy and security is important. So check out what HP is doing on that. You can go over to hp.com, or you can come over to killinnovations.com/HP and look specifically at the work that we're doing with them with regards to their support of the show and our engagement on what they're working on. So let's pick up with what we've been talking here with regards to Nick. Nick, let's talk a little bit about the user experience regarding specifically the users that you've had as far as interaction with your product and technologies.
So far it's been a pretty organic test base through different PR and stuff like that. We've had people reach out to us and then want to test the device. And then we drive to their house with the device. We go and work with them for a couple hours. We see some success, and then we take it back with us. So we've worked with stroke patients and spinal cord injury patients. And with our previous iterations of the device, it's really kind of been intensive on our part. We have to do all the setup and the training sequences. But with our current device that we've recently been iterating upon, we are able to give it to somebody and let them use it. So actually, one of the exciting things we have coming up is in the fall, we plan on launching a beta, which would be with 50 to 100 users, just getting the device, we send it to them, and they set it up, they use it, and then we get some data back on how we can better improve the product and how usable it really is.
So one of the things you talked about before with regards to your, for instance, your angel round of getting through your FDA process, what have you learned about all of the FDA rules with regards to your kind of a device?
Yeah, so we're filing something called a 510K, which is basically saying to the FDA, hey, this isn't anything new. It's just like other TENS units, but a little different in this way. And so the FDA doesn't want to see anything new. But investors also look at that statement, and they want to see that you are doing something new. So it's a very fine line that you have to walk. But luckily, we've been connected with some great people, and our FDA approval process should only take about 6 months. Another reason for that is that
the FDA and manufacturing solutions to get it to market.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
So what's the, you say you're launching the website tomorrow. What's the URL for that website if people want to have a family member or somebody that they want to get into the beta?
It's myonic.tech, myonic.tech. And yeah, so we have, tomorrow we're launching our new newsletter and our beta sign up. So people can sign up for our newsletter to keep informed. And then if you're a potential user for our device, you can sign up for that beta, and then you'll receive special updates and have the chance to be pulled out and be a participant in our beta.
Great. And we'll have all those links over at Killer Innovations in the show notes, so you can find that really easily. But myonic.tech, and they're launching that tomorrow. So if you're listening to the show live, you're getting a head start. If you're listening on the podcast, you're late. That'll teach you to listen live on Sundays. And then, so you've got the beta coming up, and then you talked earlier about, you know, you're closing, you're working on an angel round, then you're going to raise your A round. What's been the engagement level with investors showing interest in what you're working on?
Yeah, so we're kind of in that, as a lot of our mentors have said, building investor relations, they don't want to see dots, they want to see lines. So you got to show them progress. They're not going to sit down in a single meeting. And so we've had a lot of initial coffee meetings with the investors, and we're kind of bringing them through the pipeline. And then in the middle of raising our round, we have this exciting development of our beta. So it's definitely a process, but we're kind of in the early stages of that. We've definitely seen some excitement around what we're doing, though.
Well, that's great. Yeah. And then where do you think the company is in 2 to 3 years? Are you going to continue with a sell direct model, or are you looking at other business models?
Yeah. So in our first year of go-to-market, so 2018 will be strictly to consumer. We've been able to build the device for less than $1,000, which lets us keep the price very low for those users. And then beyond that, I think one important thing to stress is that this isn't our only product. So this is the main thing that we've been harping on. But we also have some other innovations, all in the space of helping people with disabilities regain what they've lost. And so we have some other technologies that we plan to launch in the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, great. So it's, you know, that, I think that is also, you know, kudos to you and your thinking about trying to avoid being the one trick pony, right?
Yeah.
That you only got, you've only got one approach. So, here's the question. You and I were talking before the show, even before we started the broadcast about, you know, college, no college, you're doing kind of a gap year thing. You know, I think the question that a lot of people have is you know, and you're in that position, kind of, is college the right thing or not the right thing? How do you think about it? Because, you know, you're a young entrepreneur, you're trying to balance between college and no college. You know, how do you look at that?
Yeah, so I was a really, really good student for 11 years. And then I found something that I was very passionate about. And once I found that, like, school kind of fell by the wayside for me. And there were definitely things I could have done better there. But I think if you find something that you have the capacity to work on full time, and if you're able to be passionate about and see that fulfillment in your work, for me, it was never really a hard decision. I know college is always going to be there if I decide that's what I need. But I think building real-world experience and being able to apply what you have learned in school to the real world is an experience that really can't be matched. And so that's why I've made that decision. It never was something tough where I was having to weigh it very heavily in my mind.
Perfect. Well, actually, Nick and I were talking because many of you know I dropped out of college in my junior year, a very similar kind of story. So I have my own opinion, and a lot of people ask me, but, you know, my memories are a little faded from the late 70s. So So Nick's is a little bit more recent. So we're gonna step off and do a quick commercial break. When we come back, I've asked Nick to kind of prepare some advice to you, the listeners, based on what he's learned over the last year of coming up with the idea and then actually now having his business and doing this full time post his high school graduation. So when we come back, you want to catch Nick's advice on what he's learned over the last year. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
And musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. We are here in the studio. We're wrapping up our conversation with Nick. Nick, I'd asked you going into the break for you to share some advice with listeners. You've had the 1 year thing. Now you're a lot more educated now than you were a year ago. You talked a little bit about your TEDx experience. Yeah. So what advice would you give somebody? What have you learned a year later that you think would be helpful to somebody just getting started?
Well, I think one important thing is I think a lot of times the big tech giants that are out there, like you hear names like Zuckerberg and all those people, are very mystified. And at the end of the day, no matter what industry it is or whoever you're dealing with, people are just people. And that I was very scared interacting with high-level executives from different companies, and I didn't know how that was going to go. But honestly, everyone's a person, and if you can treat them that way, it can be easy to get ahead. The other piece of advice I would give is to really just go all in on what it is that you're passionate about. I think a little bit my company suffered just a little bit by doing high school at the same time, and it was very difficult because I was still taking all advanced classes with a full schedule, and it kind of took a toll on me, and it took a toll on the business a little bit. So I should have thinned out my schedule a little bit, that way I could focus full time on my Ionic as well. So I think that's another important thing, is just pick one thing and do that really well.
Yeah, I think, you know, the whole issue of focus, it becomes an important part, right? Because there's, you know, everybody's got what, you know, now the big thing is people having the side hustle. You know, you got your full-time job, and then, you know, you're trying to do the, you know, 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. to get something started on the side. But it's really, you had your side hustle going, but the problem was it was school, full-time school was the main thing, and then the Mionic was your side hustle. And it's hard to put enough focus on it.
Yeah, definitely. And I mean, I think the younger you are, the easier it is to do that. Because again, for me, like even now, Mionic isn't paying the bills and I have to have a part-time job to make money. But I've really just kind of mentally put all my energy into Mionic. And the younger you are, the easier it is to go all in and to commit to something like that. But I think it definitely does help by being able to focus on something.
Yeah, I can tell you, like, for instance, I don't do red-eye flights anymore. I don't do all-nighters, you know. Yeah. I'm beyond that. You know, the benefit of being, you know, when I did 13 startups before I got my first IPO. So wow. I had 13 companies I was with, either side hustles or full-time gigs. But I did it when I was much, much younger, either just married or had little kids. So. The benefit of youth.
Yeah, the benefit of youth and just like the age that we live in now, because everything is so connected. I mean, I've had the opportunity to get help from people all around the world in different countries, in Silicon Valley, in New York, different places. Because the world is so connected, you are able to have a big network support that can help bring you along the way. So definitely take advantage of that, I think, as a key component as well.
So Nick, if people want to follow what you're up to, what's the best place to track what you're doing and what Myonic's up to?
Yeah, so we have a Twitter, which is just at Myonic. Our website with our new newsletter that's launching is on myonic.tech. Again, you can go there, you can sign up, and then you'll receive updates on what we're doing. So those are the two main places that you can follow what we're doing. Also, if you want to hear me talking about some stuff and about how to use your naive curiosity, you can go on YouTube and just Google Nick Titus TEDxCU, and you will find my talk as well. And feel free to share that around if you'd like it. So, yeah.
Great. Well, we'll have all that information on the show notes, so you can hop on over to killerinnovations.com and check that out. Hey, Nick, thanks for taking the time out. Thank you for giving us the update on Myonic. We'll have to check back in with you in about another year to see how you're going. So the listeners love following you're up to. And you are an inspiration to all of us, including us all old fogies, but also for the youth out there solving some critical issues. The work you're doing is great, and I congratulate you and wish you the best of luck.
Thank you,
Nick.
Yeah.
So we're going to wrap up today's show. We've just got a couple of minutes here. I want to do give you some quick updates on what's going on here. If you've listened to the show on Orphan Innovations, you heard me tell a personal story about my youngest grandson, Caleb, who is diagnosed with West syndrome. We actually have more information about his condition, so people have been asking for an update, so I thought best just to give the update here, and that is the fact that his DNA sequencing has been completed. We have found the cause for his condition. It's what's called a microdeletion. It's a very specific microdeletion, and I don't have my notes here in front of me on the exact microdeletion. So this is a long-term condition for Caleb. We don't know what the outcome is. I'll put that in just as a quick little note in the show notes so you can find it over there, or maybe I'll tweet it or whatever for those that are interested in the very specific condition. A number of you have sent us emails on articles you've read on West syndromes and, you know, offers for introductions to doctors, and I can't tell you what that has meant to our family. I greatly appreciate your support for what we're going through. Just so you know, we will be spending more time with Caleb and my daughter and son-in-law and my other two grandkids in Florida. So we're working arrangements to be spending more time with them to help them out. So we will continue to be doing the show. Nothing changes. Nothing is going away. But we may be doing more pre-recorded shows than we've been doing in the past. But I do greatly appreciate your support. And with that, I again thank you for all of your offers of prayers and kind thoughts. It means a lot to myself and my family, and we greatly appreciate it. With that, we're going to wrap up this week's show. Stay connected. Hop on over to killerinnovations.com, and we'll talk to you soon. Don't let the innovation antibodies get you down. Keep on innovating. Take that idea and change the world. We'll talk to you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.